the Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, September the 4th. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. What a beautiful day in the marsh.
I know, it's gorgeous down there, isn't it?
Caravan is out.
I know.
I came along today behind four caravans.
Did you?
Yeah, that's why it took me an hour and a half to get from Whitstable. But yeah, lovely. Everybody's out. Ice creams.
Cool.
Alpacas.
Cool. Well, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so do please give us a call on 01303 874998, although we are having a few telephone problems this morning.
We've had some phone calls already.
Yeah, we have, but the phone wasn't working properly.
And it worked, and then it stopped working.
I made it work, and now it's not working again, but there you go. We'll sort that out sometime.
We have had some gremlins again.
Anyway, we'll sort that out. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests for you on the show today. And we're looking forward to hearing from them. For the moment, though, Jules. I ought to mention today's show sponsor.
Do.
Yeah, which is B2B Southeast. They're running a business-to-business exhibition on November the 14th. That's Thursday, November the 14th, at the Copthorne Hotel, Effingham Park, near Gatwick. So do get along to that. That will be fun. That's always a good event.
Isn't Auratech Dan doing something with them?
No.
On that?
No.
Or is that another one he's
No, Dan's doing the Startup Zone at the B2B North Kent event.
Right.
In Gravesend area.
And when's that?
I don't know.
Well done, Dan, anyway.
Yeah, because Dan did the Ashford International one as well.
And he's coming on the show soon, isn't he?
He is indeed.
September to talk about, the 11th, I think.
Yep, to talk about cloud computing, which will be good.
That
anyway.
Would be fascinating.
Could you do us some emails, please, Jill?
I can. You just put your feet up, Paul, and I'll do all the work. There's an event here on September the 15th, which is a Saturday. This is for the famous Hilda Marie Smith of Catering for Kent. She's launching, of course, her new restaurant, which is Hilda Marie Smith, HMS, at the Abbey. At the Abbey School in Faversham. And what she's doing is she's taking on 23 apprentices. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And she's giving them the opportunity to run their own catering business after her expert training. So the launch of this new venture is going to be on September the 15th at 2 o'clock. Now, anyone can go. It's a free event. There'll be lots of things for children. There'll be face painting and cake decorating.
Oh, face painting.
Yes. I might have made that bit up. Oh. But there's definitely cake decorating. Sally, I could see you waving in the corner. You put me off, so I made something up. But I'm sure there will be. In fact, you could be in charge of that, the face painting. Sally for
cakes. I've got some emulsion.
No.
Bit of eggshell.
No.
You like a bit of eggshell?
No, I don't.
What colour do you fancy? I'll paint your face.
You?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Oh, go on.
I'll paint yours. Paint the town.
We could do that.
Yeah, we could paint the town.
We could.
Anyway, as I was saying, Sally for Cakes is going to be there doing
lots Sally.
Of cake things.
The lovely Sally Laker.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's a real family affair at 2 o'clock. There's also five-a-side football, and Paul Andrews has had his name put down by me.
I'm nearly 60 years of age. Do you think I'm going to play football?
You've got to. I've got you and my new husband.
I retired four times in my 40s.
I've also got a rep that I met who works for the Index
magazine.
Yeah,
but your husband is a whippersnapper.
My new husband.
Your new husband is a young man, you cougar.
But I
you.
Have worn him out.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Jules. We needed to know that.
In the evening... there will be a beautiful dinner, but the idea, as Hilda has explained to us on the show, is she's going to be running the restaurant every Friday and Saturday until 5:30 in the day, and then in the evenings there's a proper pizza oven. So if you want to go along to that or know more about the restaurant opening and the event, you can call 01233 463 298, or visit Hilda's website, which is www.catering4kent.co.uk. And also, she is looking for sponsors for things like banners, table decorations. So it's a good way of getting your company over in the Faversham area if you're interested.
Cool stuff. Thank you for that, Jules.
Yes.
I've got quite a few tweets coming in. Don't forget, we have a live Twitter feed running on the show as normal, and you can tweet me by tweeting at VanillaWeb. And if you want to shout out for your business, organisation or your event, just drop me a tweet and we'll try and get round to reading it out, although
I noticed,
we have got quite a few.
Billy Dean's back.
Yeah, yeah. Billy was...
he was in Crete.
He was what?
In a crate.
In a crate.
On holiday.
Oh,
no, it was Crete, sorry.
Crete.
I always get that mixed up.
Yeah, his spelling's always been a bit
bad.
Yeah,
I always get that mixed up. But anyway, welcome back, Billy. Back to work, Billy Dean.
I've got an email here that I want to read. Hello, Paul. I trust that you're well, and good luck for today's show. I wondered if you would be so kind as to give us a shout-out for a couple of chamber events which are running tonight. That's the Kent Invicta Chamber. The Chamber are running two of the ever-popular out-of-hours events. They're always free to attend and provide a relaxed environment for businesses of all types and sizes to network with each other. Pre-booking is not required, and guests need merely to turn up with whatever business cards or literature that they wish to give out, and some light refreshments are provided. And the two events tonight are at the Boys Hall Ashford, Boys Hall Hotel. That is a fantastic location. Do get there.
How do you spell that boy?
B-O-Y-S.
Okay. The normal
they
way.
They threw you there, didn't
they?
Yeah,
because I thought it was going to be the seaside.
You thought it was
going
to be B-O-U-A-S or something. No,
or
it's
something
Boys Hall.
Medieval.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's Boys Hall Hotel.
You're sounding good, by the way.
Yeah,
you
thank
don't
you.
Sound muffled.
No, I've been fiddling.
Yeah, I can tell.
I've been playing with my knobs
again.
Yeah,
but don't play too much, because then you normally rip out the wire.
I know. No, we're cooking on gas. There's probably no one listening, but, you know.
Yeah, but that's how we like it.
Yeah. Now, where was I now?
You've
thrown me now.
I was reading
Louise's email.
You were reading Boys Hall.
Yeah, Boys Hall at Ashford. It's a fantastic place.
Venue.
Brilliant venue. Yeah. So, Boys Hall at Ashford tonight, and the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. Both events run from 6 p.m, and full details can be found on the Chamber website, which is www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk, and there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to that, and you just go to the events tab. Sezen Zeki will be hosting the Ashford event, and Louise Felstead will be hosting the Dartford one. And the events are open to both members and non-members, so get along there. I quite often go to the out-of-hours networking events. They're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. Get along to one, get along to the Ashford or Dartford one tonight, 6 o'clock.
They're invaluable.
Yeah, and you can find out more about it at the kentinvictachamber.co.uk website. So do have a look at that. We got loads and loads of tweets coming in, so let me just read
Who's
a couple.
There? Who's tweeting you?
James Bacon.
Ah.
Yeah,
Zorba. Always makes me hungry, though, doesn't he?
James, yeah.
Sandwich.
Zorba Solutions. Hi, Paul. Can you give a shout-out to Club Zorba, please? We have an Ibiza night at Banks Bar in Maidstone.
Oh, is that this Saturday? This Saturday? The 8th?
The 14th. 14th of September.
Okay.
I'm just working out how you have an Ibiza night in Maidstone, but there you go.
My son Shay's just come back from Ibiza with my big son. And he's come back with sort of ideas above his station. He's wearing a little hat. It's got a special name. The peak is clipped up. And they came rolling into my room at 3 a.m. They got off the plane a little bit pickled. It was like Kevin and Perry go large at 3 a.m. It's not funny. They've got their high tops on, shorts, and these little sticky up caps. I wasn't amused.
Nice one, Shay. Nice one. We'll go with Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one, Josh. Cool. So, get along to that. The clubzorba.com. Hold on, I've got another tweet. If you can come along to the night, it's £5 to get in via clubsazorba.com, which is the website, or you can go via Banks Bar, which is in Bank Street in Maidstone, and that is on September the 14th.
Perhaps if I nick Shay's high tops and Josh's high tops.
Do you think you sneak in?
Because they all had the uniform, they all wore the same when they went out. So, no, if you and I, we could go. With the little sticky up hats.
That'll work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They'd never notice, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
We'd be so cool.
Yeah, we would.
No. Other tweets. Oh, I've got a new listener. Morning, all the team.
Just the one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so far, because I'm reading them in a list, aren't I?
Yeah.
Kent's leading accredited auto electricians covering all of Kent.
I need an electrician.
Well, no, they're auto electricians.
Oh, for
cars. Yeah.
Okay.
So they do things like legal hands-free kits and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And on Twitter, they're called Auto Sparks. That's Sparks with an X rather than a KS.
Yeah.
So give them a follow. So, Auto Sparks, Kent's leading auto electricians.
Hello to you.
Hello to you. Thank you for listening to the show for the first time. Hope
great
you enjoy
to get
it.
A hands-free kit. It's invaluable.
Absolutely. I'm thinking a million things to do with my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good at that.
Can
hand
we move
signals.
On, please?
Yeah, sure. What else we got
Who
here?
Who else? You heard from Lisa? Lisa Settle, haven't heard from her for ages.
Not for a while, no.
I know why, because all her staff are on holiday.
Ah, that'll be
busy.
It.
Yeah.
Lowry Turner from Computers for Africa.
Hello, Lowry.
She mentioned the fact, I noticed that last week you didn't escape the food mentions.
We didn't.
No, we didn't. No, that's because Jules was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Jules... I brought in my Riverford salsa that
Yeah,
I
you
made.
Did. Yeah.
Especially
you made me...
You were quite scathing, actually.
Yeah, well, you... I was in full flow talking and you shoved some stuff across the desk at me
There's
and said, try
two
that.
Two real chilies.
Yeah, and it was a bit of rice cake with something on it. I put it in my mouth and it had like 19 cloves of garlic in it and 14 spoonfuls of chili powder and I couldn't speak for half an hour.
No, fresh chili.
Yeah. And then you hijacked the show and talked for the rest of it because I couldn't speak.
Yeah, I know. I should have brought some more in.
Absolutely.
That was my best show, I think.
Yeah. Also, we've had a tweet from another new listener, Hayden Edwards.
Hayden. I love that name.
Yeah. Hayden Edwards says, please will you get listeners to look at my blog of funny letters to companies.
All right.
And you can find that at HaydenEdwardsWords.com. blogspot.co.uk. Let me give you that
and
again.
And it's Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N.
I'll spell the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's H-A-Y-D-E-N-E-D-W-A-R-D-S-O-R-D-S dot blogspot.co. That's C-O dot U-K. That's U-K.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for spluttering that
That's
out.
All right. No worries.
So
that's...
So delicately.
That's HaydenEdwardsWords.blogspot.co.uk. Some funny letters he's got on there that he sent to various companies.
What, so is he complaining about things? Or?
I guess so. I haven't looked at them yet, so I'll look at them later and I'll report back and let you know. We've also had another new listener. Blimey, we've got loads of new listeners today.
You.
Something we said, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. The Evolving Stall is what they're called.
Stall, as in going to the toilet?
No. Oh, Jules, for goodness sake. This is a business show, woman.
There's been a lot on about constipation lately.
I don't... Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners. You can't get the staff. It's just, I can only apologise.
There's been an awful lot with the hot weather. People just aren't drinking enough. That's why they're having trouble with their stools.
I think we've got a theme for a new programme. Not. No.
Prunes, I say.
No, it's STALL, as in market stall.
Okay, right. Yeah.
The Evolving Stall. Gravesend Market, handmade Reiki crystal jewellery, Reiki healing, original artworks and prints at the Evolving Stall at Gravesend Market.
Is it revolving or evolving?
Evolving.
Okay.
Evolving.
Stall.
As in, you know...
Or stall. Stall or stool.
You're dragging me down a route that I don't want to get involved in, and therefore I'm just going to cut your mic off in a minute.
It's been done before.
It's been done before.
Yes.
No, the Evolving Stall.
So where is her stall?
Gravesend Market.
Lovely.
I think I mentioned that.
Yeah. Reiki.
Yeah.
Or Reiki.
Reiki.
Yeah, Reiki.
Reiki crystal jewellery, Reiki healing, and original artworks and prints.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Good.
Not about constipation at all.
Absolutely. I think, do you know...
You know, pausing on the radio is never really very good radio. Do you know that? Pausing on radio, on air, is not very good.
Well, I'm trying to gather my wits again after your talk on toilet.
But don't take
stuff.
So long to gather your wits.
Sorry, I'm an entrepreneur, go with it. I'm flabbergasted and gobsmacked that we went off in that direction. Anyway, we've had a tweet from Rehab. Rehab
beauty.
HBB, beauty people.
Based
Hello,
in
anyone in Whitstable or surrounding like to try out our new hair and beauty spa body clinic. £5 off any spend over £20 for bunker listeners. Mm, so there you go.
That's a good no-brainer.
Do you reckon they can regrow me some hair?
I reckon so. I met Becky Ball. She came to the Whitstable tweet up. And
did you?
There were two or three girls from the rehab coming round working the room. They were in their uniform. Do you remember? Oh, I don't know if you came to that one. It was the
don't
last
so.
One.
Don't
they worked
so.
The room.
Oh, Sally, you...
Lemon drizzle cakes.
No, Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes, Vanilla Web. Paul, so looking forward to seeing you in your football shorts. You've got no chance, Sally. Sorry about that.
You've got to, because I've put you down. There's no getting out of it.
Because
Hilda's got you
down. I'm injured that day.
You don't mess with him, Hilda Marie.
No, that is true.
Yeah. If you're down in a football team...
Yeah. Right, the time is moving on. Do you know what I think we're going to do?
Tunage?
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
So you can kick back.
Yeah, we're going to have a bit of tunage, and then hopefully the telephone's still working so we can get our first guest on the phone, but that could be interesting
too. I'll go and get you some prunes, meanwhile.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And what are you playing?
Hey, but a Cockney Rebel.
Oh.
You've done it all. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
The Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Steve Harley Cockney Rebel there. Come up and make me smile, eh? I was bopping away to that.
You know, I saw him live when I was about 14 at Chancellor Hall.
Right, okay.
And I got his drumstick.
Did you really?
So to speak.
Blimey. Anyway, hopefully we've got our first guest on the phone, Lynette Allen. Hi, Lynette.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Let me just turn you up a bit because you're a bit silent, Lynette.
Is that better?
Yeah, you might have to shout a bit, Lynette.
Fantastic. Is that even better? better.
Yeah, go on, keep going. No, there you go, that's perfect.
Oh,
that's,
you sound lovely,
that's
Lynette.
That's perfect.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker, Lynette. Lynette, you're kind of specialised in women and leadership in business.
Yes, that's right, yes. I run a company called Her Invitation, herinvitation.com, which actually helps to get women further up the chain of command. There aren't enough women up at leadership, senior leadership positions, as we all know, and this is about a six-step process to help get them from where they are now to where they'd really like to be. So, yes, that's what we do.
Cool. I mean, from your point of view, what are the reasons for that? Presumably there are different types of reasons for that, and there's the obvious, like they're not given the opportunity. But is that the sole reason?
I'm not sure that they aren't given the opportunities now, really. We've done quite a lot of research over the last year, and we've been speaking to businesswomen who are already what they would call at the top of their industries, and we've been talking to people who are further down. And the successful ladies tell us that there are no blockages anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I think in some industries that's truer than others. However, what we've found to be true is that women largely hold themselves back. And this is where our six-step program is helping people.
Right, OK.
How are we holding ourselves back, Lynette?
Well, in all sorts of reasons, really. So, confidence is a very big one. You know, if you ask a woman, how did you get where you are? She'll say things like, well, it was a bit of luck, or I worked really hard, I was in the right place at the right time. You ask a man, generally, how did he get to where he is? He'll look at you and smile and say, I'm awesome.
Yeah, so but in fact, it was luck and being in the right place at the right time.
We view ourselves as the genders. And we've spoken to women who have talked themselves out of promotion and spent 20 minutes telling their boss why somebody else in the team would be more qualified. I've heard this so many times. So I think a lot of the time, we do it to ourselves, and that's what we're addressing.
Absolutely. It's interesting. I'm pleased you kind of said what you said. About the opportunities for women. It's one of those weird things. When I used to have a proper job, which was many, many years ago, I actually had three lady bosses in my time, which was, in those days, was really unusual in the late 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
But you're right, you know, they sell themselves short, and it's not right, is it?
No, we do sell ourselves short. You know, sometimes we want all the, you know, if we see a promotion come up, we'll look at the job spec, and if we can't tick every single box, then we'll say to ourselves, oh, that's not the job for me, I won't be able to do that, or I won't be accepted, or it's not worth going for the interview because I haven't got that experience.
Right.
Generally, what men do is the opposite. I'll fake it, I'll get there, and I'll learn it. That's their thinking. And so that kind of thinking has to stop, you know? We really have to back ourselves if we're going to complain that there aren't as many women in leadership positions as there should be. Then we have to believe in ourselves and believe that we can get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the programs you actually run. Are they open programs? You know, anyone can come on them, or do you run them in-house for corporates? How does it work?
Well, we do a bit of both, actually. So Audra LeMoon, obviously, is a co-presenter on your show.
Never heard of her.
We've teamed up with Livewire to be able to offer corporate programs that will be run inside businesses. And those will be for businesses who have female staff that either they'd like to fast track up the leadership scale, or who they see potential but they're not actually getting promotions. They're not seeing them promote themselves enough. So we run a six-step program for those companies,
right,
where we take women from step one right the way through. We give them coaching, we give them support, so that they have a different view of themselves, a different view of their perceptions, their capabilities, what they think they can do. We'll work on skill set, we'll work on negative thinking, self-belief, all sorts of things,
right,
to be able to get them further up the channel. So that's our support.
Cool.
Plus, we also have got to run some one-off workshop days that really tell women how they could be holding themselves back. And once we do that, they change. It's incredible to see women around the table look at you, and you know that they did that, for instance, talk themselves out for promotion only a few days ago, for instance. and they look at you and they say, I did that and I'm not going to do it again. So it's starting to work. It's really taking shape now.
Cool. I mean, I'm involved with higher education at a university and with a college.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're doing more and more is talking to students about the whole world of work. Is that something that you guys would be interested in doing too? Because I think if you, if you can get young ladies thinking that way before they even enter the workforce, you're gonna, you're gonna have sussed it quite quickly, aren't you?
Yes, and I think you've got to start there, really. So we're starting at the workplace with the men who are in post, who do have positions of seniority to some level, and helping them to get rid of a lot of that negative thinking that they perhaps put on themselves and increase their confidence. But you're right, once you talk to people leaving university or students of sort of 18 to 21, you've got there a whole raft of very clever, intelligent, switched on young women. And it's those that we really want to groom, if you like, to be able to go into the workplace and choose where they want to work and understand that there are no barriers. That if there are any barriers, they're going to probably put them in place themselves. I spoke to a company who deals with gas production, so very male-dominated.
Right.
And they said to me, Lynette, there aren't many women in this industry. They do physics at university, and that's where they could come into this industry, into the engineering industry. And what they do instead is they go into medicine, for instance. So it's about opening up a student's mind to know that they could do anything with their qualifications. They don't have to follow the more traditional route.
It's interesting.
Yes, that's right.
It's interesting you should mention that. A few months ago, we had a lady on the show called Claire Cooper, who runs an engineering company in Dartford.
Fantastic.
And, you know, she was saying, you know, even though she always wanted to be an engineer, it was almost to the point of people trying to talk her out of it because it wasn't the kind of thing that girlies did.
Really?
And, you know, she said, well, I just wanted to be an engineer, so I am. And she read engineering at university. She runs an engineering company. She's managing director of AR engineering. And, you know, what more can you say? All power to her.
But there's a, Lynette, there's an elephant in the room here, isn't there?
Blimey, is that what it is?
There's an elephant in the room, which is childcare, and women have kids.
Yeah.
And I know for myself, I used to work for ICI, and it just got to the point where when I was having kids, you know, every time I'd go to a meeting, I'd get a call from nursery or school saying, you know, little Johnny is sick, and I just have to go. So, you know, until we get affordable childcare places, and also not every woman wants to leave a very young baby. So what are you advising about that sort of thing?
Well, I think we have to look at corporate culture as well and what is expected of staff when they have babies, when they return to work. For some women who take up to a year off, they have to recognise that people in the workplace, whilst they're taking a year off, will overtake them, and sometimes that's hard to swallow. But then you've got to look at employers and how they support their staff coming back, what hours they look at them working. Part-time hours can be very, very productive. You put a woman on a part-time schedule, she'll bust a gut to make sure that she does everything possible to do her job to the best of her ability. And I think sometimes it's to do with employers trusting their female staff and trying situations out and see if it works, job sharing and such like. And it's not just women who want to spend time with their children, it's men too. You know, my brother's in an industry, for instance, where he's working extremely long hours. He doesn't see his children necessarily from Monday to Thursday because he's working such long hours. He would like to be able to spend more time with them as well.
Absolutely.
And I think we have to stop pretending that children don't exist. Stop losing women from the workplace because they've had children. You've got swathes of intelligent, clever women just leaving because workforces can't or won't think about how to integrate their lifestyle.
Yeah.
It does need to change, and now's the time to change.
Absolutely.
I've just had a baby myself just 15 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Well done. Well, congratulations.
Did you have a boy, a girl, or a...
It was a little girl called Olivia Drew.
Oh,
lovely.
And you know what my husband and I have decided to do, because we both want to co-parent Livy, is to both work part-time in our own businesses.
Right.
We can do that. 9 weeks in, it seems to be working. I went back to work at 4 weeks. it seems to be working.
Mm.
But the only way we can do that is because we work for ourselves.
Yeah. On that whole thing about flexible working, I'm totally in tune with that, and it's not just a female thing either. It's about how we do work now. And
yes.
It's one of my pet subjects, Lynette, that we need to get away from the old 20th century mass manufacturing model,
yes.
where work is something that involves you arriving at a time and finishing at a time.
Yes.
It isn't like that anymore. It's about project orientated stuff. Work is what you accomplish, not the time you arrive to do it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you know, and in my own businesses, I always say to my staff, I don't care what, you know, they go, oh, I'm going to be late in the morning. I don't care. I really couldn't care less. I don't care what time you roll up, as long as you finish what you're supposed to be doing when I want it done. And they go, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, this is the thing. And women are very good at, well, men are good at that too. But, you know, if you ask a woman in a senior position to make sure that something's achieved, she'll be on her laptop at 10 o'clock at night or midnight after her children are in bed.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'll work her own routine around that. So she can leave the office at 3 to pick them up or whatever. We've spoken to women, like I spoke to the CEO of AXA, Amanda. She's lovely. She has children, and she leaves at 5:30 every day, and she said, I don't want to see men and women in my organisation past 5:30. There's no need for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get your job done within work hours.
Certainly agree.
And so I think the days of having the your jacket over your chair early and late to prove that you're still there, I think they're long gone, but I think we're working with those assumptions that still needs to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
That needs to change.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to change assumptions. You're absolutely right, Lynette. I'm 100% behind you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Cool. Lynette, we could talk about this forever, but unfortunately we're kind of running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been fascinating to talk to you. Wish you much luck with your women's workshops.
Thank you.
Give us a shout for your website, just so that people can find out more about it.
Yep, it's herinvitation.com, and you can look at me on Facebook as well, facebook.com/herinvitation.
Cool. And you're on Twitter as well?
I'm on Twitter at Lynette Allen. Yeah. You've been tweeting me all week.
I have, yeah. We've been going mad tweeting you.
Very impressed. Thank you very much.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been inspirational to listen to you, and totally agree with what you're doing, and wish you much luck, and hopefully we can do something to push that whole agenda forward as we go forward.
Thank you so much, Paul. That's my plan.
Cool. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay then. Bye for now.
Thanks, Lynette. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
That was Lynette Allen there of inviteher.com, talking about her women in leadership programs.
Her invitation.
I do beg your pardon. Her invitation.
You're just thinking about tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. Herinvitation.com and her women in leadership workshops. So cool.
Yeah, and congratulations on little Livia. I think it's Livia.
Yeah. We got loads of tweets. Billy Dean.
Hello, Billy Dean.
Jill Serkin and Vanilla Webb, I am tuned in. Hello, Billy. It's lovely to have you back with us. Has he been on holiday?
Yes, he went to a crate.
I haven't seen him for ages.
He was in a crate.
Yeah. I hope you had a nice holiday, Billy. And,
I think I kept asking to do things in my office.
That'll be it.
And he just bought a ticket and just went
off. Yeah, well, I don't blame him. I'm surprised he didn't join the Foreign Legion or something. I know the feeling, Billy. I'll tell you what, if she asks you again, mate, give us a call and I'll come with you. I'll protect you. Cool. I've got, we got Rehab tweeted again. Thank you for the shout out, guys. Come and visit us soon. I will, Ruth. I need hair.
You must be playing in the beauty salon then.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you could have hair extensions.
I found out the other day, this is one of the funny things about radio statistics and listeners.
Yeah.
With internet radio, you actually can count properly.
Rather than make them up.
Rather than make them up like they do with FM radio stations, which they do it by people keeping a diary and then they have an algorithm to work it out.
Yeah.
But actually, it also dawned on me that the internet method isn't much better either, because you can only count one connection. But somebody was saying to me the other day, do you know, we listen to your show every week, every single week in the office. And I went, oh, and how many people? And they said 30.
Exactly.
Now that counts as one listener.
Yeah.
Because it's one connection. So
it's a bit like the rhythm method. That never worked either, did it?
You try to do something professional and then, you know.
I was listening. I was very impressed by your statistics.
But no, I know you were listening, but then you completely changed the subject onto something completely unrelated.
I'm a Gemini, that's why.
You're two-faced.
No. I just think of lots of things.
Oh, right, okay.
Who else is tweeting?
Breda Van Beer. Kent-based personal style consultancy, personal professional styling and image consultancy services for men and women of all ages.
Now, does she sound maybe South African or Dutch?
Possibly.
That's often a Dutch name, isn't it?
Possibly.
South African.
Possibly.
I'm just wondering whether I could do a little South African.
Because I live with a chin on that. I didn't see that coming, did I?
Hilda Marie is away at the moment.
Yeah, thank you.
She's coming back to open her restaurant.
It's like she's here, Jules, though.
Yes.
It's like she's here. Yeah.
I'm in the Veld at the moment.
Yeah.
Looking up some biltong.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
But I'll be back.
At least we didn't get New Zealand this time.
No, because Brandt's not listening.
No.
Where are you, Brandt?
Mm. And then Lenleys have got, please mention our 60% offers to make way for autumn sofas and new lines. There's free parking, we're by Canterbury West Station, that's in Roper Road in Canterbury.
I love Lenleys.
Yes, yeah, great place, Lenleys.
Yeah. Lenleys. Have you bought your rice spring bed yet?
I haven't yet, no.
You're still bouncing on them.
I was in there the other day bouncing on their beds.
You're going to get a bad name, aren't you?
I know, they threw me out. Just, they called security eventually.
Just in there.
Yeah.
Dennis Brophy, head of beds, will be frog marching you out.
Not you again. Stop bouncing on our beds.
You know Jonathan Watts of Lenleys, the MD. He very kindly gave Hilda Marie some fabulous crockery for her opening of her restaurant.
Oh, did he? How lovely.
Yeah, which I thought was very nice.
Really nice man.
Supporting local.
Yeah, really nice man. And a great store, Lenleys.
Yeah.
Cool. I've got an email I want to read here.
Do.
Which is another workshop by QJ. Do you know QJ?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, QJ, the Inspirationist?
Yeah.
Well, QJ's doing a workshop on Thursday, September the 6th. That's the day after tomorrow, isn't it? And it's at 6.30 in the evening till 9.30, and it's at Fruitworks, which is in Stour Street in Canterbury.
Yeah, parking is off Castle Street. I park for that, do you?
Rosemary Lane car park's the nearest, or Castle Street car park. They're right next door to Fruitworks, basically. So there's a pay and display car park there.
Fabulous.
And Fruitworks is in Stour Street, and QJ is doing a workshop there on Thursday evening at 6.30pm. And he says, it's hard being a creative genius, especially when no one's buying your talent. An introduction to selling yourself and what you uniquely do. There is a massive misunderstanding in the creative industries about how to sell creativity. The industry, as in music and the performing arts, is great at turning out talented individuals with great artistry or masters of their craft, but then the problem begins. How do you sell what you do? More specifically, how do you package what you do into a commercially viable proposition? Well, as with all business, it's about seeing it from the buyer's perspective, especially hard for the more creative brain. And here I speak with some great experience. It's a rare thing for entrepreneurship and creativity to combine seamlessly. Steve Jobs is the exception and not the rule. In his entertaining, quirky, but informed seminars and workshops, QJ reveals the real reasons why people might buy your services as a provider of creativity. Be prepared for a few hard-to-swallow surprises. And you can book on that event at http://qj-creativity.eventbrite.com.
Is that a free event?
I think there is a small fee, but it's not a lot of money. I think it's like £8 or something.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great location there. Nice,
it's a fantastic place. It's a great workshop. Get along there. It's well worth it, even at double the money. And I may well go to that as well. But if you want to follow up and find that again, we will put a link on the Kent Business Radio website to that, so you can follow up. But it's this Thursday at 6.30, so check that out.
Along with everything else you hear on the Business Bunker.
Everything on the Business Bunker will be linked on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, so that you can follow it up later, and you can check it all out then. If you can't find anything that you want to follow up, you can always contact me by emailing us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and I will gladly point you in the right direction. Cool. Have you got anything to cover there, Lou?
Well, there's the Wise Words Festival. Is it this Sunday? Yeah. Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th. It's in Canterbury. Now, actually, Lenleys are sponsoring this, so they're very good. And what they've done is they've donated a comfy chair for listening to these poets.
Oh, cool.
So that during the 2 days, Wise Words Festival will see the city transformed by literary literary, say it, literary greats, greats past and present, and the people of Canterbury themselves. It's your chance to meet the Olympic poet Lem Cisse. I hope I've said that right. It could be Cisse. I think it's Lem Cisse. Best-selling author John Siddiqui, Canterbury's very own poet laureate Sarah Solway, poet Fiona Leslie Bennett, and the author and adventurer Mark Swain, amongst many others. So there'll be street slams, performances, to a living library where stories are told and swapped, through to a bicycle-powered cinema and a poetry trail. Full events listing is now widely available through the city. And there is a website here, which I'll read out. It's all free. It says, get there early to book. But it's www.wisewordsfestival.co.uk. It's expected to be a sellout, so you do need to get your free tickets in advance. If you want to find out more, look onto that website. Or you can contact Beth Cuenco, beth@workers-of-art.co.uk. There's a phone number, 07540 998872, and that will all be on the Bunker website afterwards. And there's a Twitter, which is @wisewordsfest.
Cool, thank you for that. Your wish has been answered, because we've had a tweet from Telcare, from Lisa Settle.
Lovely Lisa.
She says, we're in the office taking a break and listening to the Business Bunker with Vanilla Webb and Jill Serkin. So hi Lisa, hi all the guys at Telcare.
I wonder if they're munching on Riverford fruit or they've gone for the cakes and biscuits this week.
I would hazard a guess both, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the cupcakes followed by the fruit.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Then they feel virtuous.
Yeah. So that's Telcare Limited, who are the telecoms people over in Medway City Estate in Rochester. Hi to all you guys. Thank you for listening in. Lovely to have you with us. We've got some flurry of other tweets, but I think, Drita Van Beer, thanks for the shout out for personal style image consultancy in Kent, and I forgot to name the company. It's Just Style Me. So, and the website is juststyle.me. So juststyle.me.
Making sense.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, thank you for that.
But she doesn't talk about her ethnic origins, thankfully.
No, but I think there's a little bit of Dutch in there, don't you?
So, and talking about such things, it's great to introduce our next guest. And I meant to...
What a segue that was.
I know. And I meant to check this beforehand, so I'm going to fly with this.
He's
because...
He's got a van in his name.
Yeah, because I meant to ask him how to pronounce this, but I'm going to go for it anyway and
like
see what happens.
Like a South African...
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I do not think so. Anyway, listen. Anyway, it's my absolute pleasure to welcome to the show Andrew Van Huisten.
Go on. Close enough.
No, go on, do it properly.
Van Huisten.
Yeah, not close at all then.
No.
Anyway, Andrew, welcome.
Thank you.
And Alison Cramp. And they are from Kingsbridge Studios. So... I think it's better, rather than me tell you what you do, why don't you tell us what you do, Andrew? Tell us about Kingsbridge Studios and your shop in Maidstone and all the things you do.
Yeah, what we do, Paul, we've actually opened a shop only 3 days ago in Maidstone in a Royal Star Arcade. Mm. And we offer bespoke audiovisual systems. Now, bespoke in the sense that we've listened to our customers over the 3 years that we've been trading. Mm. And we've just listened to what they want and actually just went and found those products.
Right.
Now, okay. They said to us they want to buy local, mm-hmm. they want to buy British, and they want to buy something that's a bit different, and that's what we went and found for them.
Cool, okay. I mean, I've been in your shop as well, which is fantastic. I mean, I could have... I mean,
Did they allow you in?
No, they threw me out, actually. They bundled me out and said, look, we are closing in an hour, so could you just go away?
Buy a spring bed shop.
Yeah. I did try bouncing on their equipment, but that didn't work. No. You've kind of stopped things that people say they want, which is a brilliant thing to do. What's the kind of stuff we're talking about? What's the kind of thing that people are really after these days?
Well, what we've done, we've gone to more of the designer route. So we used to sell big boxy speakers, for instance, but nowadays people just don't want that. They want discreet. They don't want to see the stuff, and that's what we've gone towards. So one of the speakers we sell is actually made of glass.
Right, okay.
Now, it's a piece of art as well, rather than just, a speaker. So it fulfills two purposes, basically. It looks good, and it sounds fantastic as well.
Yeah.
And on that as well, I mean, we've tried to keep it British. We work with local companies, so a company in Woking, a company in Tottenham, actually, And Glasgow as well, isn't it, Alison?
Do you want to give them a shout, the names?
Yeah, Ferguson Hill, yeah. Fantastic company, do fantastic speakers, and Imagine Acoustics. Imagine right. Acoustics actually do pieces of art, but it's a system. So you stream music from your smartphone
right.
to this piece of art on the wall, cool. and you can put anything on it.
So that's brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
It's really interesting. I don't know if you've got involved in this so far, but it's one of the things that I've been trying to promote because of the way that the radio show is and the future of radio,
yeah.
which is internet radio.
Mm.
We have increasingly more and more people listen to the show via a smartphone. There's an app. We have an app called TuneIn Radio, and TuneIn Radio enables you to listen to radio shows straight on your smartphone
yeah.
or your iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can also get a device called an internet radio.
Mm.
Yeah, like Squeezebot or Arcos make a cheap
yeah.
one and stuff like that. And increasingly, people are using that and Apple TV because mm-hmm. all of those kind of Wi-Fi based devices
yeah.
can pick up internet radio
yeah.
and can put them around a house or a workplace or whatever. So the kind of gear that you're selling is pretty cool because, as you say, it's not only a functional device.
Yeah,
it actually looks cool and it looks like a piece of art.
Absolutely.
But I'm fascinated by, you know. I'm just imagining that I could be on the radio with my voice coming out of a, you know, like
a
Venus on the Half. No, I was thinking of, you know, a bit of Botticelli,
oh.
a bit of Venus on the Half Shell going,
yeah.
you know. Anyway, was that stall or stall? That would work, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
sorry.
Botticelli, aren't they the chubby, cheruby sort of...
No, Botticelli was a Renaissance artist.
Yeah, but aren't they the chubby models, aren't they? The women are all sort
yeah,
of... So I can see you working like that.
No. I've seen the original, actually.
I
Venus on the Half Shell.
Yeah. yeah
in
not chubby, then.
No,
not
in the Uffizi in Florence. Yes, it's a gorgeous painting.
Okay.
Absolutely
did
stunning.
Did you get it in your handbag?
No, actually, it's a huge painting. Anyway, why are we talking about that? We're talking about these people. Yeah. We've gone from the 21st century to back to the 15th in one quick move. Sorry about that, Andrew.
No problem.
In terms of the audio equipment, I mean, we love audio equipment here because none of ours ever works. But in terms of audio equipment, you're supplying it on a bespoke basis. Do you do installations of the stuff as well, or do you work
yeah,
with someone
I mean,
that does?
our motto is that we actually do fixed price installations. So where in the past you go to an installer, they'll come out and price it, and you know it might cost a fortune. We just don't.
Right.
We do fixed price installation. People can walk in, tell us what they want. We'll give them price there and then in the actual shop,
right.
And they can take that away with them as a quote, rather than you know right. adding bits on and bits here.
So that's basically all the equipment they want.
Absolutely.
Installed, ready installed,
yeah, we can do a whole house. We build cinema rooms, for instance.
Right, okay.
Stuff like that as well, and multi-room systems, so.
Cool, okay.
And did you say you've only just had your business for 3 days, did I hear?
No, we opened a new, brand new shop in Maidstone.
Right.
The business has been going for about 3 years.
Mm.
But it's diversified quite a few times in the 3 years, and we've settled now on actually, you know, the bespoke audiovisual systems because that's just what clients want.
Yeah, absolutely. Funnily enough, as the technology evolves and the fact that everything is digital these days, and you can basically link anything to anything.
Yeah.
You know, the options for building stuff like that are huge, aren't they? You know,
absolutely.
You know, if you walk around your own house at the moment and you look at all the devices you have, you know, iPods and smartphones and PCs
yeah.
and digital TV and satellite TV and stuff like that, you can link all of those things and games machines and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All of that can be linked together and all of it can play stuff on all kinds of things.
Mm.
So it actually does get more complex as well if you're not sure what you're doing.
Funny about complex, because I've got I've got this glass creature which is beautiful, and I had a lesson on how to work it from my iPhone, and my new husband can also intercept the music and,
yes.
and you know, get rid of my music
yeah.
and put his horrible stuff on. And I work from home a lot, and my client actually came to the door for a meeting, and my music was blaring because I like it all around the house, and I couldn't turn it off because it was, you know,
it's
so new. I was going, hang on a minute, I'm going on my iPad. It was just blaring, absolutely blaring.
Yeah.
So I had to grab her. It was Liz from Riverford.
Right.
I had to grab her and just go outside to have our music because I couldn't turn it off.
We can't go in the house because the music's
absolutely.
Yeah, so it can be simple, but
yeah, No, I mean, or we do provide training. So, there you go.
So, the kind of equipment that you're putting together, how do you go about sourcing that? Is that industry knowledge or?
Yeah, I mean, industry knowledge, but to be fair, we just listen to what customers want.
Right.
You know, when customers come into our shop, we actually ask them, do you know what, is there anything that you need or anything that you think I want my smartphone, for instance, to do?
Yeah.
If they say, look, I wanted to control my blinds,
yeah,
then we go and find
that,
and we control their blinds for them. So that's the kind of service we offer.
Right, okay.
And obviously,
so these things where you can actually, when you're driving home, you can get your bath running, or is that going to happen, or is that happening?
Oh, it's happening already. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can control.
Your bath's nearly full, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, irrigation. You know, everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
So.
You know, you thought you had an indoor swimming pool.
Yeah.
No, your bath overflowed. <up. laughs>
And how? What's your background? How did you get into this?
My background. Well, I actually started to sell a few bits on eBay.
Right.
To be fair, a few bits of audio equipment, and that's how I started from my lounge.
Mm.
Then it went to my conservatory, then a spare bedroom, and then we opened a little place in Ashford, and now we're obviously in Maidstone. So that's how it started.
So you've got the two shops.
The place in Ashford, we're actually giving up in December, so we're just going to run it from Maidstone, obviously from a Royal Star Arcade. So
I don't know what Andrew's shop in Ashford is like, but the shop in Maidstone is really cool. And for those that don't know Maidstone, the Royal Style Arcade is a cool little shopping mall that's very upmarket.
Oh,
and,
absolutely, yeah.
And cool. So
interesting. Apparently, is it Karen Millen started in the Royal Style?
Yes,
Arcade?
She did. Yeah. Her shop was next door to yours.
It was.
Yeah. Absolutely. Indeed, she did. Yeah, Maidstone girl as well, Karen Millen. The Royal Star Arcade is a pretty upmarket kind of place, and when I'm in the office, which isn't often these days, I walk through there every day.
Yeah.
Because it's quite cool. So is there any one piece of kit or one thing that people ask for more than anything at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the stuff we get asked for is the picture frame speakers, isn't it, Alison? Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, I think it's the functional art, as we call it.
Yeah,
it serves those purposes, and that's what people want.
So, I'm fascinated by this. So, tell me a bit more about this. So, it's functional art. So, it's like a framed picture or something.
Yeah, what it is, it's a system it's about half an inch thick, isn't it, or something like that. And you can put any piece of art on it. You can even put a mirror. So, if you've got your own art, your own piece of art you want to put on it, you literally put it on.
Right, okay.
Now, the system gets mounted on your wall.
Right.
There's no wires, absolutely nothing, and you just start streaming music from your iPhone.
Wow.
Right.
So, it's... Yeah.
I want to get this, because I'm going to go mad with this. I'm going to have one in my bathroom. I'm going to have a picture of a bottom in my bathroom speaking. No. where did that come from? Sorry. So it's a device that you can attach on the back of something. Or do you attach the device to the wall and then cover it up? Is that
you put the device on the wall.
Cover it up if it's a bottom, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, yeah. But as I say, a lot of our clients, they put mirrors on, for instance.
Right.
So if you walk into a room, it's literally just a mirror.
Right. Paul doesn't want mirrors,
and
definitely not.
Thank you.
But obviously, it's a hi-fi system on the wall, but you don't see it, and you just hear it. And the sound quality is fantastic. So.
Okay. And you say there's no wires to it?
No, nothing at all. I mean, we literally, there's a plug that you plug in the back of it, and that is it, and it just streams.
Is that a power source?
Yeah, power source, yeah, from there, and you just stream, obviously, wirelessly from there.
Right.
From anywhere in your house as well.
Cool. That is awesome.
It is.
I want one.
Yeah. It is.
I want one.
I'm sure you'll get one.
Yeah, I'm going to be in there. Yeah. Don't you worry. I'll bring you straight round there. I'll have one of those.
Mr. Tenterden.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. I've got all kinds of ideas for what's going to come out of my walls, let me tell you. I really like that. That is so cool.
I like the idea of putting your central heating on, or your cooker. You could put a chicken in when you leave. Program it when you're driving home. Turn oven on. Get chicken going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Run bath.
Could you imagine that, Jules? Could you imagine if we let you have one of those? You wouldn't move, would you?
No.
You'd just sit there in your chair for days on end.
I think that's the point.
If you could find a way of getting the raw chicken in the oven without moving first, you'd be sorted forever.
Yeah, I have found a way. I asked Shay Serkin to do it.
You send the kids, put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Cool. You say that most of the equipment that you source is manufactured in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had, because we're a small family run business actually, and we've looked at the same kind of businesses by manufacturing to try and support those guys as well.
Yeah.
And people like Imagine Acoustics who make that picture frame speaker. They, as I say, they're in Woking. It's a company, I think it's two guys in the company. Mm. They found an outlet, but it's such a fantastic product, and we want to bring those kind of products to the British market.
Absolutely. An associate of the radio station here is a website called Made in Kent, made-in-kent.co.uk. And Made in Kent, one of the things we promoted on the show last year was manufacturers in the county. Yeah. Because so many people talk about British manufacturing as if it didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And it does exist, but it's just different to how it was. You know, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small boutique specialist manufacturers.
Absolutely.
Making high quality stuff.
Yeah.
And we're great fans of promoting that on the radio show as well.
Yeah, so you'll be able to go on the Made in Kent website.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just put a listing on. It's all free stuff. So you just put a listing on there to say what you do, and then people can find you. So that's really cool too. I'm really pleased that you're promoting British manufacturers, because that is really important. You know, I mean, because quite often when we talk about high end audio equipment, you know, we think of the bog standard Bang & Olufsen and all that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where they just add a nought just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Not that it's bad equipment, but, you know, it's good equipment. It's just a tad on the expensive side.
So what about Marconi? Is that still going? Because I grew
Marconi?
Up... Marconi? Do you remember that?
Showing your age, dear.
Yeah. No, I grew up with them
in Chelmsford.
He
died years ago. You were at school with him, weren't you?
But we had Marconi Electronics in Chelmsford, in Essex, where I was born.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that must still be going, Marconi.
Marconi? Marconi is a company, is it?
Yeah.
But
don't they? Do they get involved now?
Well, not from our side, definitely from our business point of view, because we try to go to the smaller guys and the guys that actually want to promote, because we meet with the MDs and stuff like that, where you don't with the bigger companies like Sony and people like that.
Mm.
So we keep it very personal, and as I say, if a customer wants something changed, we go back to those guys and say to them, listen, customers think we need to do this, let's try it.
Mm. So are we talking huge amounts of money? Is this only for wealthy listeners?
Or no, not at all. Not at all. No, no. I think.
What's the starter package?
A starter package is about £90.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. And it's not. This is what, you know, obviously why we're here as well. We do want to promote it. Just come and see us.
Mm.
And, you know, it is cheaper than what you think. And, you know, it's brilliant.
Cool.
And what does Alison do in the company? She's keeping very quiet over there in the corner, isn't she?
Yes, I didn't get a chance to get the microphone.
And now you've got it. So what's your role, Alison?
General dog's body. No, not really. No, it's just sourcing, actually, trying to find and source the different equipment that we've, you know, been working on.
Sure. I mean, how do you go about that? I mean, presumably you just Google it and see what comes up to start with.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
And then try and arrange a meeting.
Yeah, and then
see.
I mean, do you ever get, I'm sure you do, I'm kind of just talking out loud here, but I mean, do you get recommendations for stuff? So people say, I had one of these once before, can you find it again? Or I really like such and such a manufacturer.
We have had, yes. And it is something that obviously we look into, but if we feel it doesn't fit with our profile, then obviously it's, but I mean, obviously, as Andrew was saying, if it's something a particular client wants, then we
go
will try
it.
And source it, yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
Because at the end of the day, it's their house.
Yep.
And they want what they want in their house.
Mm. Okay.
We can only advise.
Yeah, sure. And to both of you, I mean, we've talked kind of streaming and blinds and cooking chickens.
And Botticelli.
And Botticelli, yeah. Well, we had to enjoy a bit of culture in this show, really, Jules. But, I mean, is there anything that we've missed in terms of things that are in great demand or coming into demand? You know, so it may be not many people have got them yet, but it's the kind of thing that will happen next. You know, I'm thinking primarily, I mean, people like Apple are starting to push Apple TV very heavily and streaming in that way. I mean, is there any devices that you're seeing that you think are going to be big in the next couple of months, couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Apple TV is a fantastic product. We're using quite a lot of our installations because it's so easy to use, and it just works.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wireless network. It sits on it, and it is fantastic.
Right.
For us, there's a product that came out which is completely invisible speakers. Actually,
right.
We put them into the ceiling, plaster over them, paint over them.
Really?
You can't see them at all. And I think that is
can you hear them?
Is quite
yeah, no, they are there, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
So, yeah, $2,000, thank you. But I can't hear anything. No, you plastered over it.
But what happens?
Like it. No, like it.
Yeah.
But Andrew, what happens if it goes wrong?
Well, to be fair, the company that supplies them, if something goes wrong, they actually will come out and fix it for absolutely
so
no cost.
They'll dig out they
dig it out and make good anything, yeah.
Yeah.
They're that confident in the product. And actually, it's made for cinema rooms.
Right.
So the sound quality is so, so good.
Right, okay.
But I think that, for us, is our next big product.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's that called, that invisible speaker?
It's a Sonance invisible series. So,
right.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, I think that would be more for a new build or an extension would be easier than...
Or if putting the ceiling down.
I mean, you can, but exactly, if you're gutting a room or something. Yeah.
So I think home cinema now is becoming huge, isn't it? Because people are wanting the whole experience.
Oh, absolutely. I think from our experience, it's people are staying in more, to be fair.
Yeah,
But they don't want to look at big, ugly...
No, absolutely.
Anymore. They just want a great sound, great ambience in the room.
You know that I've got a huge old telly that's got the sort of a mile long back to it, and I keep throwing it over and crashing it because we can't get a new one until it's broken and it just does not break and it's falling out. I kick it.
She's thrown it out of the upstairs window twice. it was sat on the beach for a week with the tide coming in, but it still keeps going.
It still works, and my new husband says we cannot replace it until it's broken.
Cool. Hey, listen, this is really fantastic stuff. We could talk about it for ages and ages and ages, and I will be round the shop because I want some of that art on my wall or the speakers behind it, at least.
Even the bare bottom.
Yeah, well, the only problem is I'd have to find some art as well, wouldn't I, really? Yeah. That's the big drawback for me.
Well, but I could photo your bottom for you. We could transpose it onto some artwork. There
just
you
on a, that point, actually. We actually work with a local artist. So
do you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Local Kent artist called Jane, and she will actually make bespoke artwork for you.
Cool, okay.
She's a fantastic... ladies, if you do come in, please come and have a look at her credentials as well.
Yeah, sure. She does pictures of speakers. No, sorry, she doesn't, though.
That was quite funny.
Was it?
Yeah.
I did something right for a change, did I?
And you are going to go on Twitter, aren't you? Because we've given you a lecture today.
Yes, thank you very much. We definitely are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's from after the show.
Or lesson, yeah.
Listen, guys, this is absolutely fantastic. We wish you much luck with your new shop in Maidstone, and continued success with the business. It's fantastic what you're doing. I will be in there. I'm going to be buying some stuff. I'm sure most of our listeners will too, because it's cracking. And funnily enough, a lot of the listeners to the show are heavily into new digital type equipment as well. So it's the kind of thing that we're all looking for. So I think you know what you're doing is brilliant. I love the shop. So give us a shout for your website.
Yeah, it's kingsbridgestudios.com.
Cool. And we will link to that on the Kent Business Radio website as always. And do you have a Facebook page?
Not yet. Again, we've had a bit of training today. So.
Okay, so we're going to get you with a Facebook page and a Twitter account soon.
Absolutely.
But people can look up your
from there we'll go to Pinterest.
But also give the listeners a shout for where your store is in the arcade.
Number 8, thank you, Alice. Yeah. Number 8, Royal Star Kent. It's actually next to a very nice wine bar as well.
Yes, so, it is, actually, yeah.
Number 8, what, sorry?
Royal Star Arcade.
Royal Star.
Yeah,
because I don't know.
Yeah.
The
Royal Star Arcade is very small. It's not a
huge... So we'll find you.
It's got one walkway through it, so you can see all the shops as you walk through.
And parking?
Fremlin's Wharf is the nearest car park, which is just across the road from it. But Star Arcade is a really nice, pleasant little arcade.
Yeah.
It's been there a few years now, but it's still in good nick. And there's some nice shops in there, including Kingsbridge.
But if I didn't want to come to Maidstone, I could look at your website and then ring you, could I?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we would come out to your house. If you ring us, we'll make appointments and ask you to come and see you at your house if you wish. Yeah.
Help me dispose of my big telly.
We'll do that.
Yeah, bring a sledgehammer with you.
Yeah.
Oops, we broke that. Sorry. Cool. Guys, look, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having us.
Wish you much luck with the new shop in Maidstone. And still feel free to stay for the last 10, 15 minutes or so of the show. But for the moment, Andrew and Alison from KingsbridgeStudios.com, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool. We got a gazillion tweets. Billy Dean, I'd never hide from you. Can you thank Telcare Limited for their wonderful advice this morning?
Oh.
So we will indeed. Billy, thank you for that. That's Telcare.
Thank you, Telcare.
Telecoms company in Medway. We also have Karen Wilkins. Eating Palmer Violets in the Avocet office and listening to the Business Bunker. Great
Palmer
show,
Violets.
Guys.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah,
they smell lovely, don't they?
Yeah, thank you for listening, Karen. Hope it's all going well over there. That's Avocet Recruitment and Karen Wilkins. We got loads and loads and loads more.
There's a marketing work learning day, which I need to read, Friday the 7th of September, so that's this Friday. Registration is at 8:30 a.m. and it finishes at 4:45. It's at the Abbott Spartan Hotel, New Dover Road, Canterbury. That's CT1 3DU. It's an investment of £57 per ticket, which includes VAT and booking. Full refund if you don't find the day useful. That's unusual.
Mm.
Booking via Eventbrite link, so that's HTTP, makeyourmarketingworksept, S-E-P-T, .eventbrite.co.uk, and that's brought to you by Brand Bucket Collaborative. So Barnaby Winter will be sharing 25 years of experience on creating over 450 brands worldwide, leaving you with a clear formula for marketing success. So thank you for that, Paul Williams.
Cool, thank you. I've got quite a long one here to read, but I want to try and cover
it
all. Yeah, it's about a number of training programs, and it's management training brought to you by Learn2 in conjunction with Another Journey Begins.
Oh,
yeah,
Angela.
Yeah. And they've got loads and loads of workshops going on over the next month or so, and I just want to touch on a few of them and then give you the information about how you can find out more. They've got effective teams with an introduction to MBTI. MBTI is Myers-Briggs type indicator. And that's a full day workshop, and that's taking place on the 21st of September. There's also a half day workshop called Communicate with Clarity. I think I'm going to be booking myself on that.
Yes.
Communicate with Clarity, whoever Clarity is, on the 28th of September.
Yeah,
I'll do. Yeah, she was on the show,
she's
wasn't she?
Come on,
yeah,
with curlers in her hair.
Yeah, exactly. That was it.
Big
earrings. Mrs. Clarity. No, Clarity. Yeah, yeah, that was an O'Clarity.
Mrs. O'Clarity.
Yeah.
Irish lady.
Yeah, Irish she was. Oh, stop it.
Used to go out with Dermot.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I'll do that again. Sorry, Angela.
Dermatitis.
Yeah, communicate with Clarity, half-day workshop, and you've already got two delegates, me and Jules,
that
need it desperately.
No, I guess they're looking at us with
shame.
They're sort of sidling out the door as
My God, what have we let ourselves
in
for? Yeah. And then we've got, you're going to this, Assertiveness for All.
I don't need to be assertive, do I?
Oh, no.
No.
That's a half-day workshop, also on the 28th of September. And then there's The Art of Delegation.
You'd hate me if I was more assertive.
You don't need any of these, Jules. These are for us.
I need the after-hours.
Angela has sent us these so that we can better deal with you.
Oh.
That's why.
I don't think that's a fair comment.
Do you not?
No.
The Art of Delegation is the next one.
Oh, you do that very well.
That's on the 5th of October.
Do this, book that, get the tea.
That's another half-day course.
Yeah, you definitely delegate.
Thank you.
Managing Conflict on the 5th of October is a half-day course. Yeah. A Use Your Time Better. So there's basically a whole heap of different workshops, mostly half-day workshops, so they're easy to get to, on all kinds of what I would call soft skills type things, problem and creativity, conducting meetings, handling stress in the workplace, assertiveness, delegation, managing conflict.
Conflict is a really good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Close to our hearts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all those workshops are offered by Learn2 in association with Another Journey Begins. And if you want to find out more information, there's a phone number. So if you've got your pens handy, it's 01227 844449. That's 01227 844449. Or you can email training@learn2.org.uk. That's learn, L-E-A-R-N-T-O .org.uk. And we'll put that information on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up with it. But their first workshop is running on the 21st of September, and it's about building effective teams. And then there's a whole heap of other workshops here. So do find out about that, or you can go to Angela's website, which is Another Journey Begins, and look it up there. And all those links will be on the Kent Business Radio website. So do have a look at that. Do you know what I think we'll do now?
What will we do?
I think we'll have another bit of tunage.
Tunage? What are you going to play?
Do you know?
Is it something summary?
No, kind of almost. I'll tell you what. It was your picture yesterday that tricked me into this. Because
oh,
I thought that was a stonking photograph you took yesterday, Jules.
Yes, thank you.
Jules rang me yesterday from the slopes at Tankerton.
He thought I was skiing.
I thought she was skiing. She said, I'm on the slopes. And I went, what, in September? And she went, yeah. Tankerton slopes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a cracking sunset. It was beautiful.
And then you took a cracking picture of the sunset.
But what I should have done was got out my deck chair.
You should have done.
And got my real camera.
Yeah. So I thought, in lieu of that, we'll play this.
I am in paradise.
Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Waterloo sunset there, the Kinks, following on from Jules' fantastic sunset photograph over Tankerton beaches yesterday. Welcome back. We've had loads more tweets. We've had Suzanne Wood, fiberglass girl, loved hearing about your discussion about UK manufacturers. Bring it on. British firms can make all sorts of products. And that's from Suzanne, who runs a manufacturing business.
Yeah, I was thinking
in
about
Medway,
Suzanne.
Fiberglass, yep. And Made in Kent, listening in. Thanks for the unsolicited mention on Business Bunker. Always appreciated.
It's Ian and Mark Smith there, and all the guys in the office.
I'm not going to read that.
Is it rude?
No, it's not rude, but it's Mark and Suzanne getting all smoochy now.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to read it.
Read it later on.
Yeah. And Telcare Limited have said, thank you to Billy. You are most welcome. And also, Lisa has said, ho, ho, ho. The speaker joke was quite humorous, Mr. Andrews. Well, thank you for that, Lisa.
Yeah, made me laugh.
Yeah. It works now. I get one funny in every year.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. I think we'll do some more of those emails, Jules.
Okay, have you read that one? I'll pass that while, I'm not sure if
let me have a look at that while you're doing another one.
The Marketing Eye, who are based in Uckfield, they've been chosen by Samsung Techwin, part of the Samsung Group, and a leading supplier of consumer, professional and industrial security products. Mm. And they're going to help it develop and launch an innovative new client solution. So that's brilliant. Well done. Good news there. Dominic Jones is the European Marketing Manager of Samsung Techwin, and Marie Kelmshaw, who joined the Marketing Eye as a client director in June, has led the definition of requirements with Samsung Techwin and came to the company with a number of years' experience in the security industry.
Cool.
So well done there, Marketing Eye and Samsung Techwin.
That's a real coup.
It is a coup.
For without being rude, a fairly small agency to get a big client like
huge.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
But the Marketing Eye are great friends of the Business Bunker show.
They are.
And although they're technically foreigners because they're in Sussex, but no, they're great friends of the show.
Uckfield.
And we do. Yeah, Uckfield. It's only just on the border, so we let them off.
Yeah.
We'll let them into
but well
Kent.
Done.
We'll let them into Kent without a passport.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Good. I've got some stuff here from Kent Invicta Chamber about their After Hours Club. We did tell you earlier about the two events that are happening tonight at Boys Hall in Ashford and at the Innovation Centre in Dartford. But they've just given us an update on the After Hours Club new venues and dates coming up for the future. In future, not tonight, but in future, they're going to be having Ashford After Hours Club at the Conningbrook Hotel, which is in the Canterbury Road, and that will be from the 2nd of October. And the Tunbridge event will be at the River Centre, Medway Wharf Road in Tunbridge. As always, the host of that event is Colin Davis, and he's delighted to meet you and show you around the new spectacular £4 million multi-purpose and flexible building that is the River Centre in Medway. And the dates for those After Hours Clubs to be held there are the 11th of September, the 9th of October, the 13th of November and the 11th of December. And there is also one at Medway at the Innovation Centre in Maidstone Road. That's by the City Airport there. And that's on the 18th of September, the 16th of October and the 20th of November. So there's lots of networking events and different things that you can go to build your business. So try and get along to at least some of them. And don't forget the two that are happening tonight at 6:30.
We've had hundreds of emails in with news. But there is a quick one here, SME Export Survey. And Canterbury City Council, CCC, have been asked by Kent International Business on behalf of the Kent Export Club to get small UK SMEs to fill out this survey, which is if you're involved in export, they want to know which markets you're active in and the types of obstacles that you face. And this will be analysed for patterns of size, sector and capacity and shared with both public and private sector organisations in order to help improve export support services in the UK. So it's a simple 15-minute multi-choice question. You can complete it online. It only takes 3 minutes. And we'll put that on the Bunker website after the show, but it's research.kentexport.org /index and lots of other little things. So that will go on the Business Bunker website, but it's an important one, an export survey for SMEs.
Okay, I've had a tweet here, and I think I've understood it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and read it out.
Yeah.
But I know how difficult it is to get information into 140 characters. And it's from Made in Kent, Mark Smith. And it says, please can you shout out Made in Kent? And the website is made-in-kent.co.uk. And he's saying, if you go to the website, the very first blog on their blog page is MSTC, who need your vote in order to win a property. Now, they're the only shortlisted Kent charity. Now, I'm reading between the lines here because I think that's the multiple sclerosis charity that he's talking about, MSTC.
Yeah.
He's just said MSTC. I think that's the multiple sclerosis charity.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to get you to vote in a online thing to win some property. So if you go to the madeinkent.co.uk website and go to their blog, it will tell you all about it there, and you can vote for them, who are the only Kent charity currently in contention for that award. So please do give them some support.
And we've just been telling Andrew, our guest that of Kingsbridge Studios, that he can go on that Made in Kent website.
He can indeed.
With his company for free.
Yeah, and advertise.
Yeah, exactly.
And tell everybody that you're there, absolutely.
And also, of course, Alan Noakes, he could probably get on that one, couldn't he? One of his websites.
Yeah, yes, he could, yeah, on iShop.
iShop Kent.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to talk about that in a second if we've got any time left.
Yeah.
Angela from Another Journey Begins. Hi, Jules and Paul. Thank you for the shout-out for the courses. I'm listening while attempting to put links, including the Business Bunker, onto my website.
Ooh.
Go for it, Angela. You can do it.
WordPress queen there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're queen of everything, Angela.
Yeah,
we're doing a mindfulness program tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
The pair of us, so that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's that. I think, have you got any more there?
I've got hundreds, Paul. Chamber members, as an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight to highlight its products and services and how these can help other businesses. You'll make new contacts and generate business leads while sharing ideas and experiences with like-minded businesses. Join us for a delicious full English breakfast and lots of networking. Invicta Chamber, and that is their regular, but the next one is on the 11th of September, 8 o'clock at the River Centre in Tonbridge.
Mm.
1750. Do you say Tunbridge or Tonbridge?
Tunbridge.
It's spelled T-O-N.
Tunbridge.
But there is a Tunbridge, Wells. See, I get
that's spelled T-U.
Yeah, but what is the difference between Tonbridge?
They're different places.
Do you say Tonbridge with it T-O-N?
No, it's Tunbridge, isn't it?
But then there's no difference yet, you know.
Well, who said you had a difference?
One's an O, one's a U.
Yeah.
I'm saying Tonbridge. The River Centre, Tonbridge. 1750, that's a no-brainer, Invicta Chamber.
If anyone's looking for it, it's in Tunbridge, by the way.
Or Tonbridge.
No, it's definitely in Tunbridge.
Well, they should change the O to
a U. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jules. Well, it's
terribly...
it's terribly, terribly, terribly badly pronounced. Yeah, Mrs. Pronunciation of Tonbridge.
Right. How long have we got? Have we got long... Oh, this is quite a long
minutes.
One. Do you want me to read a long one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, this is green conscious homeowners could see property value drop because of solar panels. Now, I hope Mark Smith's listening to this because he'll sort of put us right on this. Now, this is from Jonathan Smithers, who's been on the show. He's a partner with Tunbridge Wells-based law firm Cooper Burnett. He's chair of the Conveyancing and Land Law Committee of the Law Society, and he says that utility companies are in some circumstances offering homeowners a 25-year lease to use their roof space for solar panel installation. And he warns that while solar panels can help the environment and reduce energy bills, the move could breach the terms of a mortgage and even affect the property's value. That's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Yep.
I can see you're worried. The Council of Mortgage Lenders, he says, has recently issued guidelines on what minimum requirements are expected of a solar panel lease of this kind. But even then, some mortgage lenders might have additional requirements. There could also be repair and maintenance costs on top of that. So if you need to know more about that, I would go on to Jonathan Smithers' website, which is www.cooperburnett.com. And they're based in Tunbridge Wells, Mr. Andrews, with a U. Not Tonbridge with an O.
Tony Wells. Cool. Good. Oh dear. Angela's had to spoil it now. Oh, and by the way, Jules, I didn't suggest that these courses were for you.
No.
Paul made that up.
Yeah. She's far too nice.
Yeah. And she says, great show, guys, matching the weather down here. So thank you for that, Angela. And Hayden Edwards has been on again, mentioning his HaydenEdwardsWords.blogspot.co.uk for looking at funny stories.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. I want to mention this as well. Laser teeth whitening clinic.
Yes, I'm dazzled by your smile.
Are you? I haven't had it done yet. As from this week, Rehab are able to offer a laser teeth whitening clinic each Friday or Saturday. Jodie Costa, a Harley Street trained technician.
Not Jodie Foster.
No, that threw me for a minute. Yeah. No.
That's like, what's his name? The mask. Hannibal Lecter.
No.
Yeah, that's where the teeth come in.
No.
Yeah, Jodie Foster. She was with him.
She was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where the teeth come in.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Hannibal Lecter.
Anyway, it wasn't that at all. It's Jodie Costa, a Harley Street trained technician. He's joining Rehab to offer the Love Light teeth whitening laser system, a professional and safe way to whiten your teeth, and is a low sensitive treatment. If you want more information or you wish to book, then contact us on www.lovelightuk.co.uk /white, and that is spelled lovelightuk.co.uk/white. And on Thursday the 13th of September, from 4 to 8pm, we have a registered nurse, Dawn Jasper, from our non-surgical aesthetics clinic.
You love nurses.
They only send me stuff like this because I can't say it. Yeah, for Botox, fillers, thread vein removal, lip enhancement, and more. Yeah, free consultations.
You'll have to drink your black coffee through a straw if you have your teeth whitened.
They
do on TOWIE.
They can rebuild me.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. And that's from Ruth Gradus, who's the spa director at Rehab Hair, Beauty and Body, 48 Oxford Street, Whitstable.
They're rocking it, aren't they, Rehab?
Yeah. And their website is www.rehabhairbeautybody.com.
Well, you better check in, Mr. Andrews, I think.
Do you reckon I need it?
Yeah, have the works.
Cool. And you mentioned him earlier, so I'm going to give him a mention. Paul, please could you give a shout out for this year's iShop Kent event? Leading on from last year's conference, our theme this year is social business. We have some excellent topics, including social media for business, gaining the customer view, a real life e-commerce site case study, the exciting new technology of augmented reality. We have 6 brand new industry expert speakers to entertain and educate us. Paul Bidder from Colony Commerce, Katie King from Zoodikers, or as I like to say, Zoodikers, and then she punches me.
Yeah, hi Katie.
Hi Katie, that's Zoodikers. Danny Berman from Brainstorm Design, Jason Hulop from Speedy Consulting, Ben Blomerly from AskHerFriends.com, and Dan Inslee from Clicks Media Studios. At the conference, we'll also be announcing the winner of our 5th annual e-commerce in Kent award for the best online shopping site based or created in Kent, and we are still open for nominations for that. So I think we ought to give a nomination to Kingsbridge Studios myself.
We should.
Yeah, that'll be worthwhile.
And you can meet their penguin, Andrew.
Yeah, Shackleton the penguin will be there. Full delegate day rate is £95 plus VAT. £25 off for early bird booking before the 30th of September. And you can find out all about it at www.ishopkent.co.uk/2012. That's from Alan Noak, the organiser. I went to that last year. It was absolutely stonkingly brilliant, and I've already booked to go on it again this year because it will be equally stonkingly brilliant this year. So
Thursday, 13th of September, there's a networking exclusive at the Turner Contemporary. It's at 5:30 to 8. It's Kent Invicta Chamber. There'll be wine and canapes, as they say. Turner canapes. Contemporary, Margate. Come along, join us for a private viewing of Tracy Emin's first major solo exhibition.
Canapes.
Featuring both new and existing works.
Canapes.
£13.50, I was going to say.
This is the woman that got all huffy about Tonbridge and
canapes.
Tunbridge and then went,
it says
and then went for canapes.
Yeah. Winey and canapes.
Yeah.
And that's bookings at kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Cool.
I knew about canapes when they were just sausages on sticks with cheese and pineapple, didn't they?
Yeah, nibbles, they were called then.
Yeah, in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember when your mum got them in a little Tupperware?
Yeah, I do.
Or you have your Auntie Edna around and have absolutely. Your cheese and pineapple
sticks. We had spam for Sunday lunch. Yeah.
Or you'd open a tin of salmon with a lettuce leaf and
we weren't posh.
Bit of cucumber.
No, we weren't middle class
so
and posh.
Spam.
We had spam, we didn't have tins of salmon. We aspired to tins of salmon, we did.
Did you used to have sand in your sandwiches when you went away on holiday? That was lovely, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that bulked it up, that did.
Yeah.
I'd have starved to death if it wasn't for the sand.
Filed your teeth down too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which quite frankly you need, getting a bit long in the tooth.
Absolutely.
Now
anyway.
What are you, 55 now?
I'm 57.
Oh dear.
I'm Heinz varieties, me.
Oh
yeah,
dear.
I know. Sad, isn't it? Never
don't
mind.
Look a day over
and you've got me playing football.
Yeah.
Dear
oh
dear.
Spikes. What size foot are you?
11.
Okay, so there's no getting out. I'll have the shoes ready.
Yeah, because you've got a size 11 football boots hanging around, haven't you? Yeah, of course you have.
I'll get them on eBay.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Hey, listen, we've kind of run out of time. So really just to say a big thank you to our studio guests. Coming right after me at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cann with Extra Milk, which is a really great show. I really suggest you listen to it. Kevin has some fantastic guests on.
And David Bowie.
I know, and he's got some really, really, really stonking guests coming up over the next few weeks and months. So you need to listen in and look at the Kent Business Radio website where we'll tell you more about that. But coming at 3 o'clock today is Kevin Cann with Extra Milk, and that's followed at 5 o'clock by Craig Avery with The Craig Avery Show, another fantastic show on Kent Business Radio. So do have a listen to all of those guys. There's a packed afternoon of shows. And you, again, later on will be able to listen to the Kent Business Radio Show from today on the Listen Again feature later on. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. You've been listening to Paul Andrews and Jill Serkin. Have a fantastic week, and we will talk to you all next week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Andrew and Alison from KingsbridgeStudios.com in Maidstone, Star Arcade, to Lynette Allen of InviteHer.com. Thank you for joining us on the show. Thank you to everybody that tweeted, emailed, and contacted us.